If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recently at Google I.O., Google unveiled a whole bunch of big updates, and one of the big ones is that there is going to be ads added into Google's new quote-unquote AI mode. So they have pretty much like a ChatGPT or Perplexity. I guess Perplexity is probably the best comparison, where you are asking it a question. No longer are there all the blue links. They're just giving you the AI response, but they're going to start putting ads in there. I think this is a really interesting concept, and we'll explain why and some of the reasoning why we think this is a really big deal in a second. But before we do, Jamie, would you mind telling us a little bit about the school community?
Absolutely. If you've ever wanted to grow your own business or just even make money online using AI, the AI Hustle School Community is the perfect group for you. We have over 330 members, and each week we release bonus content over there explaining exactly how Jaden and I are making money online with AI. We share all the nitty gritty details and strategies. And it's also just a great community of like-minded people. It's $19 a month. And if you join today, you can lock that price in forever. It'll never be raised on you, but the price will be going up for late joiners later. So go check it out. And let's get into talking about Google and ads in their AI mode. So when I first heard this, I was a little freaked out, to be honest, because I feel like, as we've talked about in the past, ads could be the killer of trust in AI or usability. It could ruin the entire experience. And so they have to go about it very carefully because, you know, as the Google search essentially is dead, most people don't use traditional Google search anymore because of all the sponsored posts. But now they have this new AI mode, which is really helpful. It gives you like an AI summary. And so the problem is if they don't execute this correctly, people will lose trust and go elsewhere for their search results. But I sighed a sigh of relief when I saw some of the screenshots, because it looks like they're going about it in a way where it's making the ad obvious. So if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you can see Jaden's going to zoom in on it here. It's very clear what the ad actually is, and they kind of squeeze it in. If you look on the left side there, you know, it asks the question, how to build a website for small businesses with limited resources. It gives you the AI summary underneath, but then at the top, it has a little link to an article, which looks maybe sponsored. And it clearly marks the sponsored post, which I'm very grateful for, because I thought it might be snuck into the text somewhere. Jane, what do you think about all this? Do you think they are going about it the right way?
Yeah, no. The big problem was that it was slowing down the rollout of AI tools, because they had this innovator's dilemma. What I'm excited about is it feels like they've really found a way to build an AI tool that is super useful. People will love this. It's going to be like Perplexity. And now that they can put ads in it, they can push this as hard as they want. To be honest, I actually predict that this will be people's default Google search, will be the AI mode thing. And at some point, Google is going to sunset the classic Google search we're all familiar with of the blue links, because no one's going to need to see it anymore. You could just ask this AI mode thing, even for things where I like ask for a website. It's just, I'll be like, hey, like, what's the JetBlue customer service website? Just give me the link. And like, I'll just say it like that. And it will, boom, throw me the link or whatever I need. So I think Google has an amazing index of data that, and, you know, search engine data that they've been indexing for a long time. So they're going to be able to pull that into here and make really good results. I'm excited that they're putting the ads in, because now they have an incentive. Now they're like, look, we can actually go forward with this. One thing that was interesting when I was at the Google I/O conference that I heard Sundar Pichai talking about, the CEO of Google, is he said what they have actually seen in the age of AI is that as they've added AI snippets and as they've started giving more, essentially more quickly accessible responses, results to people, what they've actually found is that searches on Google have spiked. They've gone up. And that is because, in my opinion, if you could ask five questions and learn like five things in the time that you used to maybe be able to only ask one, because you get the response so fast. You don't have to go click on like seven or eight websites, read them, and like kind of consolidate what you think the best information was. Now you just get the whole consolidation right there. So it's very easy to go like, you ask a question, you get the response, which would have usually taken you a long time. Then you're like, okay, well, if that, then what about this thing? And you go, what about this thing? What about this thing? You go a lot deeper into a topic and consequently you learn a lot more about it a lot faster. And so Google is actually seeing more search results or more searches happening. And so I think that while they might be able to put less ads into AI response, they'll get more AI queries. So it should compensate for it and they should be able to make just as much money from the ad business. So that is exciting to me because that means that their AI will hopefully no longer be too stifled and it's going to be really the big focus they push on.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we've talked about before too, if you, for example, if you are using the free version of ChatGPT, they're not making any, they're losing money on you because it costs them energy and resources to perform your search, to do all the computing, but you're just getting it for free. So they have to find some way to monetize those free accounts. And I think, you know, in the past, we've even mentioned OpenAI is exploring ways to include ads in their, you know, ChatGPT as well. So they have to find a way to do this. And I think Google is going about it right.
Yep. And I will also say that Perplexity added ads back in November, and it hasn't seemed to have a negative impact. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's a good way to monetize non-paying users. It's just like an app. You know, a lot of apps you get, if you pay for premium, you don't see any ads on them. It's like Spotify is a classic example. If you don't want the Spotify ads, if you don't want ads on YouTube, you just pay for premium. And so if you want to pay for it, great. But if not, you know, so they don't have to rate limit everybody, ads are, I think, a great way to kind of throw that in there. And it'd almost be interesting because I feel like people would pay for like Facebook if they could just get Facebook premium with no ads, or like Google premium with no ads would be kind of funny. I'd be curious to see if they ever explore that model, if they always just kind of keep the ad business in there. But either way, this is going to unlock a lot of innovation. Google is here for real. They've released a ton of really exciting stuff at their I/O conference. And I think just this entire AI mode is going to be very fascinating. One other thing I wanted to mention on the AI mode is that they have something called personal data, or personal customization, I think they're calling it. But essentially, everything you've ever put into your Gmail, into your YouTube history, into your docs, they have all of that. And they've essentially built like a dossier on every person. You got to opt into it. But it's kind of like ChatGPT memory. Google has way more data on you. So if you want to allow it to access all of that, you can have it on there and it gives you much more personalized results. So if you're like, hey, you know, what's a good cough medicine for like a kid? It could be like, you know, you probably want XYZ cough medicine because you only have a 2-year-old and they can't actually have the other cough medicine, blah, 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 blah. You're right. So it can give you like this personal information personalized responses. Some people think it's creepy. Some people think it's useful. But at the end of the day, I think they're going to make a really powerful product because they have kind of this data advantage.
Yeah. And I will say, if you are, you know, the side hustler, the entrepreneur, I feel like there may be a window here of opportunity in running ads for your business. In figuring out how to target using AI mode, I'm sure there's going to be new releases of their ad suite and how you can actually target people using AI, similar to what Meta already has released. So I would try to keep an eye on that and stay up to date on your information, because you may, especially if you're doing like a marketing agency for people, you may be able to actually rank higher with ads a lot more effectively with AI mode as well.
Yep, 100%. So super, super excited to see what they do. Thank you so much again for tuning into the podcast. If you learned anything new, make sure to leave us a review and make sure to go join the AI Hustle School community if you're not already a member. We just dropped an amazing episode this week. We drop them every single week exclusively over there. So we'd love to have you as a member. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground? Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, faces, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.